You're listening to 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita. Amy Ray and Emily Saylors have been performing as the Indigo Girls since the 1980s. The pair are preparing a new album for release in 2020. Saylors recently spoke about the duo's creative process with KMUW's Jed Bodwin, who has more.
I'm gonna clear my head. I'm gonna drink that sun.
It's probably a little bit early to talk about it because it's next year, but tell me about this decision to go in and make a new record.
Well, we're always wanting to create new music. We've been at this a very, very long time, as you know, but we don't feel old about making music in any way. You know, we're still reflective songwriters and trying to work on our craft and thinking about all the issues that face so many of us today in America and in the world, political issues or interpersonal issues or social justice issues or whatever there may be. There's always stuff to write about and think about, and we're not tired of that. But also we get like a little bit of an itch, like it always feels like, oh, it's time to make a new album. Let's do this. So we put out a symphony, a live symphony album last year. But then we knew that we wanted to make an original music album. And so we started writing the songs for it and did the whole sort of, you know, what happens is when we write the songs, get together, practice. And then we went to the UK, and it was a special year to make an album for us because we're back with our British and Irish clan who did our Come On Now Social album 20 years ago. So it was really cool to get back together with them.
I can't think of any co-writes between you and Amy across the discography.
Yeah, we do write separately. We cannot write together. We, you know, we're just a little bit like oil and water in that way, even though like in the trajectory of our career and as friends and in terms of our values, you know, we're very solid and as one. But in terms of writing, we just can't write together. And we really do have different sensibilities in the way that we write. But what we really do well together is arrange. So I write my songs and Amy writes her songs, and then we start just out knocking out arrangements, which are just pure brainstorming sessions. And then that's how a song that I write becomes an Indigo Girls song and vice versa. The person who wrote the song gets the final say. Like if I give an idea for a harmony line that Amy's not, you know, feeling with her song, then she'll say, you know, maybe try this or try this or try something different. So it really is like you can stay true to the direction of your song to a great extent, but then also you have the ideas that come out of that brainstorming and collaboration. And we work the same way that we do now as we did when we started in the 80s.
You have a loyal fan base, and that doesn't happen for every band. I mean, so it must be incredible to come back and see some of the same faces year after year.
I just can't even tell you how grateful I am for it. I mean, honestly, and we have fans who come to, like, you know, 40 shows. I know how that feels as a fan because there are some artists that I would see 40 times. It is really a feeling of connectivity with the audience. And just that, oh, we've been through all this stuff together over all these years. But to be able to have a career, you know, and there's a lot of artists are struggling, or no one can count on album sales anymore, and the whole industry has changed. Now streaming is important, but none of our ability to continue rests on any of those modern shifts in the landscape of the music industry. So in that sense, we owe it all to the loyalty of our fans.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable.
And lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. And I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. And I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah, closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy, with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a big great movie. He graded my performance. He said he could sit through.